you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Question: are you a busy person? Does it seem like your life is flying by from one weekend to the next? The day goes by so quickly and it's time to go to bed again, and yet dawn comes up so soon. And there's not enough time in your life to do all the things you would like to do. Places you'd like to go, people you'd like to talk to, even commitments that you've made. And sometimes we forget about those commitments and we don't write the letters we should write. We don't make the calls that we should call. And we suffer from guilt most of the time because we do not meet our own expectations. Poor planning, stress. The world we live in today, it seems as though time is running quickly. And we know that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Time and travel have increased. But oh, I want to enter that place of peace. I want to do what's relevant. It's so easy to have our priorities out of order because of the call of the immediate. Those things that come up in our life that take predominance and take our attention away from the really important things in our life, like relationships. And our first relationship with God. We have so many things we have to do, so many places we have to go, and little time to do it in. And of course, we want to have those little snatches of time for ourselves to do the things we want. And so, suffering from stress and guilt, we go, 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 just like a little hamster in a cage going around and round. And I think the Spirit of God would say to us, whoa. I'm calling you to enter that place of peace and enter that place of rest. And our top priority to be should looking for Jesus. Putting God first in our life. The Word tells us if we seek the kingdom of God first, everything else will be given unto us. Looking for His face in the midst of the crowd. I have this little poem. Would I know Him if I saw Him? Would I know Him if I saw Him walking on the streets today? Would I recognize my Savior, sweet and dear? Would I see His smiling face in the crowds today, laughing with the children, sweet and dear? Would I see the one I love? Would I recognize His face? Or would I only see the passing mass? Filled with busyness and things that I must do, would I block the passing crowd and continue on my way? Filled with determination to fulfill life's daily tasks, all the little have-tos, want-tos, got-tos, who has time to see? To recognize, to be aware that love just passed me by because I was caught up in I. Or we could say me. Would I see His sweet expression? Would I hear His lovely voice? Would I smell His sweet aroma? Would I know Him deep within? Would I feel my Savior's presence, or in my haste to overcome the goals I had in mind, I blocked Him out.
Sir, I would not have you worried at this time, for there are those that would have you frightened. This is going to happen and that's going to happen, for I lead my people into a place of great peace.
To be sensitive
for I have sought my people intimately over the years, but it is even more necessary that you come to me now and listen now.
Surely it takes concentration. It takes commitment. It takes a want to deep within. But when I feel the drawing of His Holy Spirit to come to a higher place, what joy floods my soul. For surely as I seek the Master, as I seek the one who really loves me, who really cares, my time is spaced, I have the peace of God, my goals are more likely to be accomplished. My life in divine order. And I think now, as always, God is calling a people unto Himself to find the secret place of the Most High God, to practice the presence of God in all that we do. I know when I'm shopping in a mall, I sort of have tunnel vision, and I do that purposely so I can make it from point A to point B. And so the crowds, the noise of the crowds, does not come in on me, and I don't feel that confusion. I like peace. And so I have a way of blocking the noise. Do you block noise? One has to be very careful because it's a habit we can get into and maybe really miss something we need to see and we need to hear. A deaf and dumb spirit we can pick up, yes we can, and even to the Spirit of God, because we've chosen selective hearing and selected seeing. In our life, many times we don't want to look around and see needs around us, because if I recognize the need, I might have to do something about it. So therefore, I do not see it. I don't hear it. Same reason, because if I hear it, I might have to move out of my comfort zone and do something about it. If I close my eyes to others, I can close my eyes to the Spirit of God. And I truly want to see Him, and I want to hear His voice. And I have to be willing to do that when it's not comfortable, when it's not convenient. I have to be Christ-centered and not me-centered. And it's just so natural to be me-centered. It's always easier to see it in other people. Have you noticed that? When someone you know very well talks about their needs, and they don't even know that you're uncomfortable, that you have problems, and they speak about their cat, their dog, their house, their job, their worries, their health, and don't even ask, how are you? How is your family doing? Even in a polite way, because their needs are so interwoven with who they are. And many times it leads to mental illness. That circle of sin and death becomes tighter and tighter and tighter. But God wants us to have a world vision, because He has a world vision. And we're called to be His children and His ambassadors. Would I know Him if I saw Him on the streets today? God, forgive my blindness, forgive my self-centeredness. I want to see You. I want to see those people that You would send across my path to give the good news to encourage, to help. I want to see You, the hope of glory. I want to recognize Your face in the crowd. Do you want to recognize His face? Do you want to know Him like you've never known Him before?
Would I know You now if You walked into the room? If You stilled the crowd? If Your light dispelled the gloom? And if I saw Your wounds, touched Your thorn-pierced brow? I wonder if if I know you now, would I know you now if you walked into this place? Would I cause you shame? Would my games be yours?
According to the Word of God, there is a time for everything, but always a time to practice the presence of God. Reading from Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear up and a time to sew together, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time of peace. What profit is there to a worker from that which he toils? I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon, son of David. When Solomon was made king, the Lord appeared to him and asked him what his desire was. And Solomon asked for an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine? This pleased God's heart. It pleased him so much that he said he'd bless him in every other area because he had asked for wisdom and a discerning heart. And do we not need that? That the eyes of our understanding might be open, that we might move in that gift of discernment, that we might see as God sees. Reading from 1 Kings, 3rd chapter, 11th verse. And God said to him, Solomon, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself a long life, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment and to understand justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before, nor shall one like you arise after you. And I also have given you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you all your days. And you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and commandments, as your father David walked. Then I will prolong your days. In every area in his latter years, Solomon brought prosperity and glory to Israel. The word tells us that my people suffer for lack of wisdom. And wisdom means the ability to live life skillfully. And Solomon wrote Proverbs. There is so much wisdom in Proverbs. Wisdom enlightens our mind and our understanding. Reading from Proverbs 8th chapter, 12th verse. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield than choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I might fill their treasuries. The wisdom of God, to know Him, to read His Word. When I read His Word, when I meditate on His Word, when I believe His Word, the one who inspired the written Word of God is all wisdom. All wisdom comes from Him, from the throne of God. And as I believe those words that are divinely inspired and apply those words to my life, surely my eyes shall open, the eyes of my understanding. When I replace my unbelief with faith, faith in His Word, Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12 and 13, and for the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are open, laid bare to His eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Reading that scripture from the Blessing Version. There's nothing like the written Word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful, one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. And God has great plans for us and great tasks. But we're to show ourselves approved before Him as fit workmen, as we read the Word of God and as we allow that Word to do its work within us. the Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, becomes life to us, enables us to live that God-breathed life. Reading from the first chapter of John in the Blessing Version, the Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put up with it. There once was a man, his name was John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. Jesus Christ, the very living Word of God. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from the start. John pointed him out and called, "This is the one I told you was coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me, has always been the first Word." Oh, that we would recognize Him, the living Word, in our day-to-day life, to see Jesus, to see God's providence, God's provision, to see His hand in the circumstances of sometimes a very ordinary life, to see His protection, His faithfulness. I can read about the Lord Jesus Christ, but when I see Him in my life and I see Him in the lives of others, I can say, Hosanna. Hosanna. Because of the very nature of man, we tend to be so self-centered, and we see the adverse things that come into our lives. We center on the disappointments. When we didn't get our own way, the people who we feel have mistreated us, what others have done to us, what we haven't received from God. Many times we're angry with Him without even being in touch with it. We blame God, and we blame others, and we don't see His goodness because we're blind. To understand the things that He has saved us from, to concentrate on His many blessings in our life, to have a grateful attitude, to be centered on Him, to be God-centered, Christ-centered, to seek His kingdom first, and everything else will be given unto us. And as Solomon cried out and asked God for an understanding heart, he wanted the heart of God. He wanted to rule in righteousness and truth, and haven't we been called to be kings and priests? To rule and reign with Him in heavenly places. If I am going to rule and reign with Him, I need great wisdom and a sound mind. And God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, a spirit of power and a spirit of love. And also to you, God loves you. Mary Winchell here.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazinglovministries.org.